He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Gadget Professor. My name is Don Bain, and I am, of course, the Gadget Professor. I'm glad everybody has tuned in. I have an interesting show to you for you today. I don't have a gadget to show you, but I've got some very cool apps and some very cool places that I think you're going to enjoy. If you're new to the Gadget Professor, welcome. I'm glad you're tuning in to the Gadget Professor. We come up with a new episode every Thursday evening, Arizona time, and that's about to change, and I'll tell you why in a minute. If you're old to the Gadget Professor, thank you for tuning in. If you'd like to subscribe to the show, which I recommend that you do, it's very simple. Go to thegadgetprofessor.com. You'll see a brown box there. Click on the Gadget Professor, and that will automatically subscribe you to your iPad, your iPod. Just use iTunes and look up The Gadget Professor. You'll find us there. We're on the Roku box, the Boxy box. We're on Samsung TV. You can watch the episode right off thegadgetprofessor.com if you like. Also, when you're on the webpage, what you want to do is sign up for the show notes, because every Thursday night, as soon as the episode is over, you will get the show notes. The show notes are cool to have, because everything we talk about, all the URLs, all the websites, instead of writing them down, they're all hot linked on the show notes, so you really want to subscribe to that totally free. Just hit subscribe to the show notes on thegadgetprofessor.com. You can email me any point in time at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. I do answer all my email. And if you'd like to really follow the Gadget Professor and visually see what we're up to, you want to either follow me on Twitter, which would be at Twitter, but I recommend that you sign up for a product called Rebel Mouse. It will be on the show notes. Rebel Mouse is totally free, and it gives you a visual overview, if you will, of all the cool gadgets that have come out that day or that week. It's always up to date. Every time you go back to that page, even if you go back 10 times during the day, you'll get a beautiful visual display of what is out there today, what's new, what's cool, and it's not only electronic and computer devices, it's all kinds of gadgets. Cars, planes, drones, you name it, it's out there, and it's a great way to follow the Gadget Professor, and that would be rebelmouse.com/gadgetprofessor. You have to sign up, it's totally free, and I would recommend that you do that. Now, today I have some cool software that took a little bit of a digging to do, but I think you're going to find this interesting. Have you ever been turned down for homeowner's insurance, or have you ever, you know, try to get another quote from a different homeowner company, homeowner insurance company? Well, this is a site that's not too well known and not too well publicized, and it's called LexisNexis. Don't worry about it. It's a real long URL. I will have it in the show notes. It will be hot linked, but it's called Clue, C-L-U-E, and Clue is essentially what all the insurance companies use to get information on you as to what property you own, how many claims you've had, what you've claimed, the whole poop. It's there, and it's public information. So a lot of the insurance companies don't want you to know what your rating is and don't want you to know what they know about you, but you could find this out on your own, and I highly recommend everybody to go to this page. CLU's Personal Property Report provides a 7-year history of losses associated with an individual and his or her personal property. The following data will be identified for each loss: date of loss, loss type, and the amount paid, along with the general information such as policy number, claim number, and insurance company name. The Clue Auto Report provides 7-year history. I already read that. They repeated the same paragraph twice. I don't know why. You can request your own sample report. It shows you how to read it. And it's pretty interesting. And again, it's not well-known fact that this is available for free on this website. So I will put this up, and it's interesting to take a look at it. And lots of times, there's misinformation on there, which is raising your rate, and they can't substantiate it. only because there's misinformation on this report, and then you have the ability to go in and change what's wrong on the report. So I think that's a cool site. And again, I'm not even going to try to read the URL because it's a mile long. It's well hidden, and I think you'll enjoy this. It's pretty interesting stuff. The next piece of software that we have today is called Nynite. And Nynite is a program that's cool to use, and it will update your computer. Any software that you have on there, this will update. And there's two forms of this. Essentially, it's updating anything that's free that you put on, and you'd be amazed how much stuff you have on your machine that's free, such as your browsers and Firefox, Thunderbird, Google Talk, Messenger, Skype. All those programs will be updated free. Now, there's a paid version, and essentially the difference between the paid version and the free version is on the paid version, there's no ads, and it's all automatic. On the free version, it does the same thing, but you got to keep clicking. Do you want to update this? Yes, next. Do you want to update this? Yes, next. So it's a little bit more manually intensive. It's not that big of a deal. And of course, they run advertisements. So if you can live with both of those things, the free one is just as good as the paid one. And they show you the difference between the two. But it works well. And as you can see, there's a plethora of different things that it updates. Picasa, all kinds of photo links, QuickTime, Spotify, Audacity, Hulu, KM Player, VLC. All your codecs, which if you have problems playing certain videos, your codecs may not be updated again. This stuff is all free. You don't even know it's running on your computer many times, but it is. This will update that, and it's a handy little piece of programming material to have, totally free, and you should check that out. This next one I've been using for a while. It's called Ditto, and let me explain it to you this way. Again, it's free. You know, almost everything the Gadget Professor puts up on his show is free or pretty darn close to free. Occasionally I have something that costs a buck or two. Not my gadgets, but certainly the apps that we dig out. Ditto is a clipboard manager. And you're familiar with the clipboard, and if you want to copy something, like let's say you're working on a Word document, and you want to copy the entire document, well, I think everybody knows that you can hit Control-A, at least on a Windows machine, Windows-based machine, Control-A, and that will bring everything in. That will, Control A is like copy all, and then you got to hit Control C, which will copy everything that you just highlighted. And then if you hit Control V, you're basically pasting it, so it's a cut and paste. So if I had that Word document and I wanted to cut it and copy it to my clipboard, I just hit Control A to highlight everything, Control C to copy it, and then wherever I go and I wanted to paste it, I would just put my cursor down, click it, and then hit Control V, which pastes it. So we understand what a traditional clipboard does. What Ditto does is I can take multiple programs, if you will, and keep copying it, and it will keep track of all of them. So I can copy that Word document, and now if I hit Control C on something else, it will make the first Word document disappear. What this does is it keeps it. Now if I copy a photograph, if I then go back and copy an article, a little clip from the web, it will copy that, and it doesn't destroy the prior copy. So you can keep recopying stuff, and you never lose it. It's all in this Ditto format, which will, again, save multiple renditions of copy. So you could be a week old, and you say, Jesus, I copied it, and of course it's gone, but it's not. With Ditto, it keeps it always in the memory, and even if you shut your machine off, it's still in there. And then you can control how much space you want to allocate for Ditto to hold as many X amount of copies as you want. So check it out. It's totally free. It's very cool, and it's been around for a while, and it's a very handy thing to have. Now, while we're talking about handy things to have, everybody needs an organizer in their life, and this one is called Easily Do. There's a whole video on here. I'm not going to run through the entire video, but let's just say this works on the Android and it works on the iPhone platform, and it's a phenomenal organizer. It will give you alerts, it will give you directions, it has text tap calling. It's really cool stuff. It will send emails to you or to someone else at a specific time. It keeps your calendar. It's a wonderful piece of free software, and it has a very elegant graphic user interface, which I think you'll find very handy and very useful, and it's free. So check that out. It's called Easily Do. It's a great personal management system that you can keep right on your cell phone. And of course, it's compatible, as I said, with the Android and the iPhone. Another site that is very interesting is Vimeo. And Vimeo is essentially a video service. And there's a free version and there's a paid version. And I came across a clip. I'm not going to run it because it's quite long. It's 4 minutes. But I am going to put it on my website and the show notes also. Actually, not the website. I'll put it on the show notes. What this is it's a story of a gentleman who's a master craftsman, and he makes ships in the bottle. And if you have ever not seen this done, you want to take 4 minutes and watch this guy. What a craftsman. And he talks about how he got started when he was a little boy doing it, and he shows all the tools, and it's really something to watch, and I really enjoyed it. Totally free to watch this. I will put this up on the show notes, and I think you're going to get a big kick out of it. Another piece of software, we have some really cool stuff this week. I'm really happy with the choices here, and we have a lot of them, so let me continue on. This one is really neat. Again, totally free. This is called Audio Docs. What Audio Docs will do is anything that you have in Word, it will read it to you. You'll actually have whatever's there in audio form, and you can control the speed of it, the voice, the whole bit. And totally free, Audio Docs can convert Microsoft Word documents into WAV files so you can hear the documents that you created. Anything that's in a Word file, you just highlight it, click this Audio Docs software, and it reads it to you. And again, you can control the pace of the reading, and there's a lot of other things that you can do with that. Very, very cool piece of software, totally free. And if you have a situation where you have a PDF and it's not in the Word document, we know how to convert that. To do that, you would just go to PDF to Word. This one's free. It's on the internet. It will be in the show notes. And essentially, you upload the PDF file. You put your email address in. It converts it to you, sends it back to you via email. You download it, and now you have your PDF file converted into a Word file, and you can drag it into this Audio Docs, and it will read it for you. It's great if you want to, if you have a book that's a PDF and you want it read to you. If you're doing a report or you're trying to learn something, you want to hear how a letter sounds, you can have it read back. So it's totally free, and it's a real blast to check this out. I think you'll really enjoy that. Now, this next site is, I debated whether I should show it or not because it's somewhat involved, but not that involved. But a lot of people have emailed me over the years and asked me about this, that they have an email account, and for whatever reason, their IP, they're moving, they're not in the same location, so their email account is going to disappear. So they were on Cox, and they may move to a city or a state that has Comcast, and now they can't use their Cox email. So what this is it's called TrueSwitch. And what TrueSwitch will do is it will copy all your personal data, all your email, it will notify everyone of your new email address, and it will forward your old email to the new email address so you have a record of it. And it works with all kinds of email accounts. Here's just a couple of them. Gmail, Comcast, Verizon, Cablevision, Cincinnati Bell, AOL Mail, Outlook, Grandy, and there's a bunch more. And that's free. If you have a service that isn't, quote, sponsored by this TrueSwitch, then you pay about $29 for that service. And believe me, it's well worth it because it wraps everything up for you and sends it to your new location, and you don't have to worry about it. So I put this up here. It's very simple to use. They will show you how to do it very simply on the website. I don't know if there's a number here. Let's see, support center. I don't think there is. That's my only thing I don't like. Yeah, there's no hi, hello, how are you, to my knowledge. It's all done via email and a ticket. So if you need some support, you're going to have to email them. I don't love that, but it's such a cool thing that it does that at least you know up front what it is and how to integrate with it, if you will. You know what you're getting into before you start. So if you need that service, there it is. And the last piece of software that I've come up with today, this is a strange thing. I stumbled on this. Maybe my audience already knows about it. It's called Listia. And what this is it's like an auction site. And as soon as you sign up, which is the whole service is totally free. Let's just get that right up front. It's totally free. So you sign up with the username, your email, and your password, whatever that may be. And that's free to sign up. As soon as you sign up, you immediately get sent to your email inbox 500 credit points. So you have 500 credits. Essentially what this does is it will allow you to get rid of your old stuff and get new stuff for free. So let's click how does this work. And you get credits for putting your stuff up online. So basically you're giving your stuff away and you're putting X amount of credits on there. And now if I want to buy it, I've already earned 500 credits. And I can search this and find, I can go right here and browse. We'll just go, there's a million categories. And this is just what pops up today. It changes constantly, but here's a Swarovski, I can't even say it, Swarovski ring. Here's all kinds of clothes. There's a purse. Here's a toy iPad for your kids, a purple ring. There's all kinds of junk up there, if you will, or khajarai, as they call it in another language. But there's all kinds of stuff, and there's lots of new stuff. Let's go to electronics. So essentially, you're giving your stuff away, and you're getting X amount of points. There's no dollars exchanged. You get the credit for that. So when you put up a couple things that you want to get rid of, and someone buys it, you're basically exchanging the credits. It's totally free. I don't know how they do it. This has been around for a while, and a lot of people are using this, and there's a lot of companies that will give you write-ups on this to say that it's a legitimate service. So it's kind of interesting. I have not used it other than to sign up. I haven't sold anything, but here's an iPod Touch 1 first generation. There's 31 hours left on this auction. Free shipping, and you're going to pay 18,926 points. I don't know how they determine the points. I think you determine that. Now, everybody's wanted an electric frying pan, and here's one for 76 credits. So, if you signed up and got the 500 credits for free just for signing up, you can buy this frying pan for 76 credits and still have a ton of credits left over to buy something else. If you put something up, then you automatically get credit for that when it's sold. So, it's an insane website. It's kind of interesting. You'll want to read it over. Just to give you an example of the value of things, here's a meter, a 7-function multimeter digital brand. Now, I know for a fact that you can buy this for easily under 10 bucks at Fry Electronics, or when it's on sale, you might even get it for 5 bucks. That's what it costs out of pocket. Now, here that's up for sale, there's 7 hours left, and they want 1,529 credits for that. Now, I think as soon as you post something, you get an additional automatic 500 credits. So that's going to give you 1,000 credits, 500 for signing up and 500 for just posting something. And then, of course, when they actually buy it, you get those credits. So this dude's going to get 1,529 credits if and when he sells his $5 voltmeter. So you have to decide what it is that you want, and there's tons of stuff. If you have nothing to do, it's interesting to check it out. I think you'll enjoy it. And that will kind of wrap it up for us today. Now, the graduate professor is going to be traveling. I am going from Arizona, where I am now. I am actually headed back to Rhode Island. And unfortunately, I don't have an elaborate studio like I do here to do the graduate professors. However, we will be working out of our studio in our house, and I will try to upgrade that to the point where it's presentable. And then I'll be back and forth. I do have a studio and office in Boston, but that's kind of far away and I'm not there every day. So we'll work that out. But we're also, as I mentioned a couple episodes ago, planning to stream the Gadget Professor live. We have a new sponsor called Livestream, and we're in discussions with them almost daily about how we're going to leverage both our products and help each other out. So we're very, very excited about that. And Livestream, I'm going to do a bunch of episodes on that product. It's an amazing high-tech creative service, and it's an amazing product. They have amazing hardware, and they have amazing software, and they have an amazing streaming service. And we'll talk more about that later. I think you're going to find it absolutely fascinating, and it's going to provide the Gadget Professor a way to live record and interact with the audience, which I think should be a lot of fun. So I'm looking forward to those changes, and you'll be hearing more about that in future episodes of The Gadget Professor. So thank you very much for tuning in, and I'll see everybody next week from Narragansett, Rhode Island. Have a good week, everybody.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.